little shithead.
Yep.
The genesis of Regila Cuddy.
I have to pass the brain defeated.
The ultimate warrior.
Look at the adjective. Play.
Can't run to Fanny. Finally, The Rock has come back home.
I'm back.
The boys are back in the saddle on a different platform. So the Atomic Drop Show rides again on YouTube.
Did you miss me? Oh, how I have missed you.
You can talk a little wrestling with us by calling 803-369-3537.
You're going to give me what I want. I've been asking for it for years.
And now here are your hosts, Justin Time and Kyle Cruz.
Paul, say something stupid.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
All right, away we go here on this new edition of the Atomic Drop Show on Blog Talk Radio. On today's show, we will be discussing Becky Lynch's pregnancy, but who is the real father? James E. Cornette versus Dana Brooke, and as well as Leo Rush and Mark Henry getting into some unprecedented spat over Twitter. Come on, guys. What's going on here? All that and hopefully the shot of the day here on the Atomic Drop Show. I am your charming, colorful, and oh-so-handsome host, Justin Time. And alongside me in sunny Orlando, Florida, is my co-host, Kyle Cruz. Kyle, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, but here is the awesome, awesome thing. You did a fantastic intro. Arguably, the greatest tease in the history of the Atomic Drop Show. I hate to bust your balls, but there's one minor thing.
Oh?
You said Blog Talk Radio, and we're on YouTube.
Oh, damn it. Old habits die hard, folks.
It seems like you are just the king of excellent intros. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, one of the last shows we did, you did this fantastic intro, but your mic was muted or something crazy. Yeah, so that was on me. This time you did the most fantastic tease ever and you got the platform wrong. So A++ for effort, A- for execution. But don't worry, man, you are still an A student. You are better than a B+ player. So
hey. No, I'm so used to saying Blog Talk Radio for so many years. It's like I need a post-it note that just says, "Don't say it, idiot. Don't say it, idiot." And then and it just came out that way. And so it just happens. However, this is the Atomic Drop Show on YouTube, and you can call in at area code 803-369-3537. Again, I will say that because I talk really fast. 803-369-3537. Come on, give a phone call to let you know that we are here. We know that you guys are out here. A lot of things going on in the wrestling world today. However, how have you been, man?
Man, I've been okay. You know, day 727 of this quarantine. But overall, I cannot complain. You know, it's one of those things where you know, people just kind of went into this whole thing having this thought of, you know, hey, this is going to be a time to rest and you'll have, you know, opportunities to, you know, to just relax and slow down. I don't know about you. Well, no, I actually do know about you and you would probably agree, but I found myself more busy than ever. And it's kind of ridiculous. I guess it's not the worst problem in the world to have, but it's still kind of weird when you think about it. But we're over here chilling. It is currently sunny, but you know, we are in Orlando, so that could change legitimately in the next 2 minutes.
Sure can.
How about you, brother?
As for me, I'm in about the same boat. I'm trying to finish up a couple extra home projects right now. I started ripping apart the kids' playroom, which will be converted into a family room.
Nice.
And started that right around the start of the quarantine, and I've just been puttering around with that. I am about 90% done with laying down the flooring, and I'm ecstatic about that. Then it's just to throw up some moldings, and away we go to setting up that room. It's been my goal about every week. Just I tell my wife, I tell Mrs. Time, and I say, hey, we got to like finish this room. Can you give me a couple minutes? Like, yeah, sure. But here, can you do me a couple favors? And then it's just the day is shot after that. So
you, I remember you, you texted me and you said, hey, can't do a show today. I've inherited a honey-do list. The infamous, you know, post-marriage, you know, post can't get out of it honey-do list. That's just it seems to be a common thing around these parts. I don't get it.
Oh, the honey-do list was now the outside spring quarantine clean up the yard type of honey-do list. So setting up the home garden, flowering, laying down fresh mulch, mowing, you know, household chores.
So it's basically like an extreme version of spring cleaning. That's basically what it is.
Let me tell you something. As soon as these kids get booted out of the damn house, I'm taking a couple days off.
Brother, I can only imagine. Like, I've seen, you know, seen progress pics and things like that. But just talking to you, even texting with you, it's like, oh, dude, you must be exhausted. You must be I'm tired. Laid out. I get it. All right. But hey, you know, you should do, or we are doing the audience a favor because we're doing this at a reasonable hour.
Hey.
So we started this at about 2:45. And so hopefully this is a good enough time to where one of the hosts isn't falling asleep. Kayfabe.
Yeah. With that said, our last episode was we had none other than our proud sponsors, Joel and Stacy from Reload Rubbing Seasoning On. And fantastic people as always. Always happy to have those guys on. Always happy to talk shop, talk about what's going on. They got the new tank size Reload Rubbing Seasoning that's coming out. I saw a couple pictures of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. Your little double action right there, brother. It's coming.
Bam. Don't get me started. I will fall over myself and I will trip over myself talking about double action again. I had it. Like, I'm pretty sure I've had it. I think 4 out of the last 5 days. It is amazing. But yeah, dude, shout out to Joel and Stacy. They're amazing folks with an incredible, incredible company. Well worth it. You gotta tell the people, man. How do people order? And how do you save them a few bucks?
Well, what you end up doing is you go to reloadrubandseasoning.com and use a promo code AtomicDrop and save yourself 10% at checkout. Times are tough here, man. We know. We try to give back. 10% off gives you a little something extra. It's just what we do around here. ReloadRubandSeasoning.com. Joel and Stacy, fantastic sponsors, friends. I consider them nice friends. Run through a couple of the flavors they got. They got the Pack and Heat, their signature spicy blend, the Fully Loaded, the Magnum, the Double Action, as we spoke about before. All freaking amazing. The High Caliber is one of my personal favorites too.
The High Caliber is actually it's one of the more I mean, they're not, like, it's not a thing of being underrated or anything like that. But you know what? Like, I'm so focused on the Pack and Heat, on the Double Action, that sometimes just as a little twist, I'll put on the High Caliber and I'm like, oh, it has a nice little, you know, like nice little like Chipotle, you know, just kind of a blend to it. You know, I believe there's garlic in it too, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so there's just a little bit of a, like, if I'm desiring just a little bit of a twist, put on the High Caliber and again, it's life changing. It's game changing. Get yourself some, save yourself 10%. But support two incredibly awesome people with an even better product, reloadrub.com. That's where you got to go. And just get it done, man. You know,
I agree. So with that, I do want to speak about something to you. I was going to mention this off air, but I decided to save it for on air.
Okay. What you got?
So So I ordered something online, much like everybody else in the rest of the world has been doing.
Yes, absolutely.
And I, as you may know, I have grown myself a very nice rally COVID-19 beard.
Dude.
Minus the rally.
You need to keep that beard, bro. Like, I told you, it's a must. I wish I had a picture up here, but it's fantastic. Yeah. It's awesome.
So it got to the point where Mrs. Time says, you need to maintain that if you're going to keep it. I said, well, I need a razor. And this is not a paid sponsor plug at all by any means. All
right.
But I ventured over to manscaped.com and purchased myself the Lawnmower 3.0 razor.
Dude. I mean, it sounds pretty, like, sounds pretty substantial. What's the deal with it? What's going on with it?
It's en route. I ordered it on Tuesday, and much like everything else that you humanly order, times are a little bit slower on delivery, much like your little bit of the bubbly is still coming through. I keep getting emails once a week and saying, we know we're backlogged. We're catching up. They admit to it.
It happens. So look here. So here's the only thing. Excuse me. Here's the only thing I ask. Just take a before picture and an after picture, because we need to see like the full epicness of this beard. Like, it's pretty. It's pretty awesome. And you know, I think I texted you last week about it. I think I said you have a regal beard.
Yeah.
You have a real man's man beard. That's what you currently have. But hey, hopefully when this comes in sooner rather than later, you know, you can trim it, you can groom it, and you can keep up with it, and you know, just long term, man. I think the full facial hair is the look you got to go with. You know, no more Lemmy.
I do miss that one. I won't lie. That's one of my personal favorites. But this is like full on. I've never grown a straight up full beard before. Let me tell you.
I didn't think it was possible for you.
Anything's possible for me when facial hair. I have now noticed, though, because of this, kind of a gross out moment. I have noticed that whenever I now put a mask on, the inside of my mask now has a pungent odor. And it's like, oof.
Well, I mean, we can go into go in a couple of directions for why that is. I don't want to go into like beard care, but I am like but I am interested in that kind of stuff, just because, you know, cuz I got a full, you know, a full beard too, which I don't know if we should mention this on air, but why the heck not? Visuals should be coming soon. They should be coming soon.
Hey.
So it is something in the works. I know this is, you know, for our first run viewers, this is a visual show. And, you know, there will be visuals coming your way very, very soon. And we might just surprise you one day and you know, just blow your minds real quick. So,
it's coming. It's in the pipeline.
It is in the pipeline, but just take that before pick, take that after pick, and you know, I hope that the mask issues improve over time. We could talk off air about that, I guess.
By all means, but yep, the Lawnmower 3.0, it's on my way. I'll give a nice little review about that bad boy as soon as the lawnmower arrives. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
And no, I did not purchase any of the ball cream along with the anti-chafing ball powder, too. I kind of drew the line there. But granted, they do sell anti-chafing underwear, and I was almost tempted to get that stuff, too, for like $13. And I was
Bruh, you know, you say that, and I think I might have to like invest in them, because like I get these like these freaking massive, Anyway, look, off air conversations, man. I don't want to,
I don't look forward to hearing this one.
Oh, I don't want to delve too much in the TMI. Shmi, I can send you pictures too. Anyway, I mean, pause. Yeah. So, just in case you folks didn't know, we are a wrestling show.
Wrestling. Yes. Pop culture.
Pop culture. We cover everything here. So. Thank you for joining us once again. If you want to join in on the conversation, call in 803-369-3537. That is 803-369-3537. Call us up and talk a little wrestling, talk a little pop culture, talk a little, manscaping, beard care, anti-chafing underwear care, all that kind of stuff. Whatever you want to talk about, feel free to call us up.
Absolutely. And as we said at the top of the show, we got a couple of things that we want to just sit there and discuss about real quick, real fast with everybody. Top headline going around the internet is the man is pregnant in 2020.
Man, it is true. Becky Lynch is, she's pregnant, man. The man has now become the mom. You know, she's with child, and shout outs to her and to Seth Rollins.
If he is the father.
So, okay. So that was part of the tease. What was the deal? Like, just if he is the father, like is there a part of the story that I'm missing or what?
According to Kayfabe News, there might be something going on the sides here.
Something going on. Well, yes. I don't know. Like, so, are they naming any potential names? Any potential, other fathers, or what's the deal?
One of them was rumored to be none other than Vince McMahon himself. There.
wait! Hold on. What?
He is a genetic jackhammer.
Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Seriously?
That's what Kayfabe News.
So hold on. So that man,
yes,
the genetic jackhammer could possibly be the father of Becky Lynch's child.
Snitsky.
Oh. I don't have his picture yet, but I'm pretty sure he would say, "Nah, that's not mine. It wasn't my fault." All that jazz.
Wow. I mean, there's potential out there too. I mean, none other than rumor was running around that it could have been Mark Henry too as well.
What? Mark Henry? What are you talking about, bro?
I mean, he and was Mae Young gave birth to that hand once upon a time. So, things are possible.
I'm saying. Yo.
That photo's great right now.
It's in the preview window. I'm sorry. Wait, I gotta make it live. Sorry.
It's just like he's out there reaching for a fist bump right there. And
Okay, I'm trying to find the Becky joint. There we go. I'm trying to move her over a little bit.
There we go.
So, yeah. Yeah, how about it?
Or it could just be none other than Seth Rollins, too, as well.
I think that might be the actual thing, which
I am also a believer, and it could also be Henry Rollins, if you know who Henry Rollins is.
I'm afraid I don't know who Henry Rollins is. Who is Henry Rollins?
Henry Rollins, you would know him from several. Once you probably saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that dude. He is a... Let me give you a real quick, real fast right here. Henry Rollins, host of numerous radio shows such as Harmony in My Head on Indy 103, The Henry Rollins Show, 120 Minutes, and Jackass. He had a recurring dramatic role in the second season of Sons of Anarchy. And he has campaigned for various political causes in the United States around LGBT rights, world hunger relief, Westminster 3, and an end to all wars. I will send this right over to you, too, so then you know who I am speaking about.
Yeah, because I'm like, just by the name, it doesn't sound terribly familiar. And I am one of seemingly like 7 people that have never watched Sons of Anarchy. So that isn't...
Well, I have not really seen Sons of Anarchy either, so you and me are good in that general population.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, I know his face. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Nice.
But congratulations go out to one of the Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yes. Well, oh, God, man, I got hiccups. One of the Rollins is... Oh, shoot. One of the Rollins is, and Becky soon to be a Rollins herself. So I guess that's cool too, man. Yeah, that is dope. So because Becky is off to go be a mother, we have a brand new WWE Raw Women's Champion, and that is Asuka. She is the
Empress
new...
of Tomorrow.
Yes, the Empress of Tomorrow is Raw Women's Champion today, and there was a graphic that listed Asuka's stats, which was like just ridiculous. Like, you know, people have always had this thought of like, oh no, man, like Asuka's being buried and all this kind of stuff. I want to see if I can pull up the graphic on my phone, and then I'll read it to you here. Yes. So she is. She's checked all these boxes: Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion, NXT Women's Champion, WWE Women's Tag Team Champion, Women's Money in the Bank Ladder Match Winner, Women's Royal Rumble Match Winner, Inaugural Mixed Match Challenge Winner. I forgot about that one. Her and The Miz, and the Survivor Series Match Sole Survivor. So
is that really bragging rights?
I mean, what the Soul Survivor thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
I question that.
So I know back when they were like really trying to build Randy Orton, that was like his biggest thing. Wasn't he like the Soul Survivor like 3 or 4 straight years? And that was like part of his gimmick.
Oh yeah.
Hey, we'll get to him in a minute. But yeah, so I look, I'm not the biggest Survivor Series guy. You know, like the whole, you know, 8-man, 10-man tags, like that doesn't really do much for me right now, especially just because we see so many tag matches on television every week. But it's special enough, you know, to people who care about this sort of thing, you know, who care about all the stats and all that kind of crap, it would seem like it would be important.
I agree. I mean, I if you put it out that way, sure, but I agree with what you said. I think it's just a filler. Kind of like saying you are a 9-time 24/7 champion.
Hey, don't disrespect R-Truth like that. He's a legend.
Yeah, he'll get his ring, I'm sure.
Hey, he is a legend. He is a surefire Hall of Famer. You know where we got to go next, right? You know, speaking of Hall of Famers, I mean, you know, potential father of... potential father of the baby. You have Mr. Mark Henry. And so Mark Henry is in, I don't know really who's...
A future lawsuit, possibly.
Well, so I think he's the one who's going to file the lawsuit, right?
Correct. So defamation of character.
Defamation of character toward one Leo Rush. And so... Do you know like a lot about this story? I kind of know just little bits and pieces here and there.
It kind of broke out a little bit yesterday, and it's coming a little bit more out today. Apparently, Leo Rush is allegedly said that Mark Henry has been harassing him and from what I take out of it, it's more like, here's some advice, take it, but try to do as I say, not as I do. Save your money. Make sure you just try to be a good individual. And short end of the stick, Mr. Rush didn't take too kindly to the advice that was bestowed upon him.
Hmm. So, Leo, as we might remember, at the time when he first joined the main roster, I mean, even going back to his, you know, to his NXT days, like just when he first started, he had a hard time kind of acclimating himself with the rest of the locker room. You know, he came in and he was 20. I don't know if he was 21. He might have been 22. But he was like just really, really young. And he was immature. I think, I think he's only 25 now. So he's not.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like he's still extremely young and accomplished as well. But, you know, at the time he had trouble with trying to acclimate with the rest of the roster. And when he made it to the main roster and when he was doing his thing with Lashley, he, you know, there was this story that was blown all out of proportion that Leo Rush apparently didn't want to grab water for the rest of the roster because he was like the young guy, and I guess, you know, as part of paying your dues, that's just what you're supposed to do. I don't know how accurate that story is, based on. How can I say this? Based on stories that have gone around, just even back before he joined WWE, that kind of action wouldn't necessarily be a surprise.
Right.
And, you know, and he used this excuse of, well, I have a family, and I have, you know, mouths to feed.
Two kids.
Well,
very, very proud to say the two kids.
Well, right. It's currently two kids. And so, you know, and but Mark Henry
could be Becky Lynch.
Okay. Could
be the father. Could be a third.
Hey, we the list is ever growing. The list is ever growing. But Mark Henry, like, just made a really good counterpoint of, okay, yeah, you do have that, but so do most of the people on the roster. So, you know, that I call it the TJP problem, because TJP supposedly had heat. I mean, look, people get heat for like the dumbest reasons anyway, but TJP, in his introduction to the company during the Cruiserweight Classic, he kept saying, yeah, man, I was homeless and I was living in my car and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, all these wrestlers saying, yeah, like that's like, as an indie wrestler, that's
the life you lead.
That's the life. So that isn't inherently unique. And so he kind of got heat for that, among other things as well. But, you know, it's just weird the kind of things that people can get heat over. And, but Leo just didn't do himself any favors, you know, just trying to present himself as somebody who has special circumstances. Is that hard? Absolutely. Is that an enviable position as far as, you know, feeling that pressure to provide for your family? It's not the greatest, but lots of people do it in and out of WWE. You know, you do that, you know, like our families, our friends do that in and out of WWE. So it's kind of a misnomer to just kind of grant him like, oh yeah, he has the right point here, because it's not necessarily that. If there are other allegations that I'm not aware of, then fine. But it just seems a little petty, and seems just a little immature on Leo's part.
Always. All right, cruising right along here. Next, this is kind of like a condensed version, by the way, of the show.
Absolutely.
Kind of, it's our midday mambo show. Something a little bit different we're trying out here. So, I know that you are not a big fan of one James E. Cornette, and no. I like to listen to him. I do listen to the Experience, and I do love the drive-through. The drive-through a little bit more. I enjoy. He sits there. He takes fans' questions, and he goes back and tells stories of events that happened that he was around. And he is a great historian.
Sure.
I mean, have you ever seen his home office where it's like the treasure trove of professional wrestling?
Yes, where he has like different magazines and newspaper clippings on his walls. I'm like, dude, that is. Like, he's living inside a wrestling encyclopedia. Like, a wrestling encyclopedia lives inside of a wrestling encyclopedia. Like, it is insane.
Yeah.
He has.
Oh, God. He loves the business. You cannot deny the man's love for the business.
Absolutely not. Right. That is without question.
No, he is a very old school individual. He loves old timey wrestling. Obviously, he's big fans of the Revolt now, a.k.a. the Revival.
Yeah, and speaking of lawsuits, you know, they're being sued.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no reason to get a full segment on that. Basically,
this Thursday.
Yeah. It's a crappy situation, but please continue on about Mr. James E. Cornette.
Mr. Cornette here has said some unfavorable comments. Mr. Cornette sat down and watched the Money in a Bank ladder match, the women's, I should say. And I'm going to verbatimly quote what he said about one Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke heard what James E. Cornette said on a recent podcast. Cornette said that it appeared that Brooke's face caught on fire and someone put it out with an axe.
Good grief, dude. Are you serious?
Yes, that I can 100% without shadow of a doubt state that is what he said.
What the heck, dude? Like, I, you know, he's one to talk. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he was just on one this entire week. Because, I mean, if you heard about that, you had to have heard about what he said about Becky, right?
You know, I'm going to be listening to that momentarily, as I am going to be smoking a whole bunch of chicken drumsticks on my Traeger grill with some sweet, sweet, amazing Reload Rub and Seasoning Double Action. And I plan on just kind of jonesing out and listening to it. I've heard in a roundabout way what he said. I have not heard it word for word. Pretty much when the James E. Cornette Experience comes out on Friday, that is pretty much my go-to, what I listen to over the weekend. I just haven't had anything inside my ear hole because of the honey-do list.
Yes.
But I know it was unfavorable once again. But to go back to Dana Brooke's response to Mr. Cornette real quick before we jump. Dana Brooke was quoted on Twitter saying, "How about you stop hiding behind a keyboard and come out to say to my face? Because I doubt you would when you see me in person. Mark, how about stop spreading hate and spread positivity?"
I mean, she's not wrong.
No.
She's not wrong. You know, and so here's the thing, right? Like, at some point, Jim Cornette just has to be doing this for fun, right? Because
he's a crazy old dude, man.
Like, there's a part of me that absolutely could believe he genuinely thinks this stuff, and he generally takes wrestling so seriously that he'll have these old antiquated hot takes that aren't really helping the business at large, just because the business is moving quicker. Do I agree with everything that's going on? Absolutely not. But I think that just a lot of times he's on the wrong side of the current trends of the wrestling industry, and he has been over the past probably like 5 to 10 years. But he still has the platform because he can talk. He's a firebrand, and he knows how to get people riled up.
Oh, doesn't he?
It's a classic manager trope. So that's why I'm thinking like it has to be, it all has to be a work for him. It just has to be. And you know, I have the quote he said about Becky Lynch. I want you to hear it so we can go into it on Thursday. But just the idea of just him saying just the most vilest stuff, it just screams either extremely bigoted and hateful, or he's just working us all. And he knows that in this age where everybody, you know, tries to be inside, it just seems like being controversial and saying the most outrageous crap gets you the most publicity and gets you the most clicks, most downloads, most views on YouTube. It just seems all like an elaborate work on his part.
Oh, have you heard him talk about AEW at all, too? I mean, nobody's safe. Nobody is safe.
Nobody at all is safe. And
I think the only people that are safe is the NWA.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... look,
you never hear him talk bad about him.
Which is funny. Just considering how he left. I mean, like,
yeah,
he talked crap about Dave Lagana, just a week or two after he got fired he stepped down. Look, I don't listen to Jim Cornette, so I can't tell you what he says or what he doesn't. I've never really been the biggest fan of his, but he has an audience. You are part of the cult of Cornette. I think that's what they call him, right?
They yes, I'm not a card-carrying member yet, but...
No, not yet? Okay.
No, but he does sell card-carrying membership.
What?
Yeah!
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, I think I saw somebody on Twitter this past week with this certificate of authentication or whatever that word is. And it had his name, and he's like... This person is officially a member of the cult of Cornette. And I'm like, okay, like, does he actually send people those? So you are absolutely right. That is freaking weird. It is weird.
Okay. Now you're going to try to see if I can try to find what he says here real quick, real fast. Well, regardless, I got to try to find it now. Sorry. Riveting. He took down for a moment his Jim Cornette shop because he has had too many memorabilia. He got inundated with too many people spreading their stimulus checks to him for collectibles and such like that. So he took it down for a good chunk of the month of May. So he's trying to get caught back up on that. I will say that much.
But I mean, you know, I guess, look, I don't know. There is, to me, very few things redeemable about the things that Jim Cornette says. And even if he is working us all, which I have to believe he is, there's better ways to do it. But he has his fans. And so for everybody that listens to him, you get your downloads worth and your views worth. and it works for you, but it's just, I don't know, man. I'm not the biggest fan of it, man.
Okay, here we go.
It's the same thing.
Real quick, we pledge allegiance to the leader of the mighty cult of Cornette and to the pro wrestling for which he stands. No blow-up dolls, dick spots, or dance routines with blood, sellouts, and shoot angles for all.
Yeah, it sounds like a cult initiation, bruh.
Yep, I'm not a member.
Yeah, no.
I just like listening to the stories, old war stories, but...
Yeah, that kind of stuff's okay, but usually he will... Just in the clips I have seen, he'll usually, you know, throw in a jab, a jab at something or
Joey
something
Ryan.
Current or usually Joey Ryan. Now I will be completely, completely honest. Am I the biggest Joey Ryan fan? No.
How big are you? How big?
Very big.
Tell me how big.
But,
okay.
But the fandom is not big. That's what I'll say.
No. Him, and then I'll just touch on this real quick. He is not a fan of Kenny Omega or Kenny Olivier, as he calls him. And Jelly Janela.
Look. You know, some people I understand his disdain for, just character-wise. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Joey Ryan, but Joey Ryan, he can work. I've seen it. Jim Cornette, over anybody, should realize if you have a gimmick that is going to make you money, right? Because in Jim Cornette's eyes, everything is individualistic. Like, everything is like, hey, you get in to make money. Sure, you want to be as realistic and, you know, sports-like as possible, but you get in, you know, you treat it as a sport. You treat it like actual competition so that you can make more money. If Joey Ryan is making more money doing his dick flip gimmick and doing all that kind of stuff all around the indies and now in Impact Wrestling, then that's perfectly fine. He's getting paid for it. Them checks is clearing. And so I can't hate on Joey Ryan for that. Am I his biggest fan? No. But it's getting the job done. Joey Janela, same kind of thing. I'm not really a big fan of his. He's not
between him and Matt Riddle, man. Both those guys could go jump off a bridge for all I care. They fall in the same category in my world.
Bro, Matt Riddle? Bro.
Seriously? No.
Bro. Hey.
No.
Listen, bro.
No, bro. No.
Yo. Hey, bro. No, so me and Stallion Pete lost the tag team titles.
Shut up. Man.
It's okay, bro.
Get out of here. Shut up, bro. No.
Right. He's an acquired taste. Like, I get it. Like, he's an acquired taste.
He's freaking French's mustard going down. That's been expired for about 5 months. Yeah.
Yeah. No, man, I get it. So Jim Cornette is a, you know, he's a fool. And listen to what he said about Becky. It's eye opening and it's shocking and enough where I think it's a work, but listen for yourself and see, you know.
All see. Right. I need to go step away for one moment because this is how we do radio. Next up coming up, I do want to talk about none other than Drew Gulak and his unsigning of a contract. He did not sign a contract extension. Can you talk to the people about that for a moment?
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave that until you come back, because I really want to just break this down just a little bit. What I will do, though, in the meantime, is talk about NXT, because I really love NXT, right? And so for me, one of the more exciting things we've seen is Killer Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux. I believe currently, I believe her name is still Scarlett, in NXT, unless I'm mistaken. Her name is still Scarlett, but Killer Kross is now Karrion Kross, and they made their debuts on NXT, not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. And you want to talk about, you know, guys and acts that you know are Triple H's favorite. Listen, this is one of those teams. This is one of those acts. This had the same amount of choreography and, you know, special effects and, you know, different camera angles and, you know, just all this weird trippy stuff. Like, this is the most elaborate entrance I've seen in NXT probably since the Demon. Unless there's somebody else that I'm just completely blanking on in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, I can't think of anybody else that has this level of attention to detail and, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks of hype and build up. And it paid off in a really, really, really good way, and a really compelling way a couple of weeks ago on NXT. And then this past week, they had an incredible video package, an incredible, incredible video package featuring one of the greatest WWE in-house WWE pay-per-view themes ever created. And I believe it was originally intended for Armageddon of 99, might have been 2000, but the song was called The End. The End is Near. And, and you know, like we hadn't heard that song in years, and they did this really compelling vignette talking about you know, just talking about just how they're just how they came to dominate and how time's up for the majority of the roster, but especially Tommaso Ciampa. And there was a poster that a Redditor did kind of based on an old In Your House show. And dude, there's a lot, and there is just a little bit. There's just a little bit that we can go into now. Just in our limited time, in our limited time together today, but we will be back on Thursday. And I gotta see, Justin, are you still there? So Justin is not back yet, but NXT is firing on all cylinders. We will actually talk more about All Elite Wrestling AEW on Thursday night. They have the Double or Nothing pay-per-view coming up this Saturday. And you know what, for as much as I talk about AEW and everything, you know, my favorite is like my favorite is my favorite is I am really sorry. So yo, what is going on in the background right now? I'm hearing a cat. The heck is going on here? Yeah, that's strange. That's really strange. Anyway, okay, so for, yeah, I just got super, super confused right there. So while I love, like, I absolutely love NXT, AEW has had, you know, a really good run these last couple weeks, and they've successfully built a really compelling card for Double or Nothing in 2 weeks. It's pretty impressive. You have John Moxley versus Big Brody Lee from the Dark Order. You have this ladder match to determine a new number one contender to the AEW Championship. You have the finals of the TNT Championship, Cody versus Lance Archer, with Mike Tyson being the one to present the belt at the end. MJF versus Jungle Boy, so much more. You know, and then you get to see, you know, just the emergence of younger stars and even people who were, you know, who are veterans that never really got their shot. I am a big, you know, Shug D fan, Pineapple Pete, whatever you want to call him. You know, he got his shot against Jericho this past week. That was really dope. But yeah, man, so AEW is firing on all cylinders. I want to get Justin back on the line, but I'm not exactly sure if he's going to be able to rejoin us here on this particular episode. So what I will do, and I will just break this news, in case you didn't see it last night, Mr. Drew Gulak has, so there's been a little bit of confusion when this story broke, whether he was actually fired, whether he was released. Now reports are saying he let his contract expire, he let it elapse, and he did not re-sign. He had found really his like just new life and just this new character, this new zeal. I mean, look, obviously his work has been incredible for years. We know about his time in Evolve. I know about his time in CZW. He's traveled the entire globe. He's gone everywhere, and he's such an accomplished wrestler inside the ropes. But I think character-wise, we got to see it kind of on the main stage, because, you know, he did the PowerPoint stuff. You know, he did, you know, some character work, actually some really good character work on 205 Live. But unfortunately, we all know the realistic, you know, like just the whole realism of the whole thing, that Drew Gulak, he's doing his best work on 205 Live, but 205 Live isn't a show being, like, it's not a show that's being watched by a whole lot of people. So that part sucks. It really does. It is what it is. With that in mind, with that said, though, he is a free agent. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's AEW bound. I'm not exactly sure where we are with what is going on. You know, there isn't a whole lot of wrestling going on. But I would like to see two people who recently, you know, have been let go by WWE, Drew Gulak. And I want to see him take on Chris Hero on the indies whenever the indies come back up. I really want to see that. But Drew Gulak no longer in WWE. He wrestled Daniel Bryan on Friday Night SmackDown, and it was a really good send-off before he was let go. Yeah, guys, there's so much to talk about. We are massive In Your House fans, and I know for me, just talking about NXT earlier, NXT In Your House, NXT TakeOver In Your House is coming your way, and that is, that's my favorite pay-per-view series of all time. I love the In Your House pay-per-views. Yes, they were bad. If you are a longtime listener of the show, you will know that we've been going through all of the In Your Houses from 1995 through the end. And we are in, I believe we're in July 1996, and we will be renewing that show soon, especially with news of NXT TakeOver In Your House. But there is a lot that is going on. There is so much to talk about, and I am so I'm just really surprised that during this quarantine, when basically the world stops, there is still so much going on in the world of wrestling. And thank you for letting us break a little bit of it down here on a truncated edition of the Atomic Drop Show. We will be back Thursday night. Thursday night, somewhere between 9, I believe 9, perhaps 9:30, we will let you guys know. We will go live, and you can download us, download the show wherever you get your podcast from. Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple, Apple Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We are on Anchor. We are pretty much everywhere. So search the Atomic Drop Show. We are here for just in time. I am Kyle Cruz, and we'll catch you this Thursday. Take care, you guys.